Dulce Sines immigrated with her family to Colorado from Mexico when she was a toddler. She says she heard the term carbon footprint for the first time last year.
That was never a conversation that my mom or grandparents or anybody ever had with me about carbon footprint.
Still, she says Latinos have always been natural conservationists.
Our families, Latino families, and certainly my family, forever has been talking about kind of conservation measures from an economic or lack thereof economic opportunity perspective. And so turn off the lights, because if you're not using them, you're wasting money.
Sines now leads a new program aimed at elevating the voices of Latino environmentalists. She works in four Front Range counties for Conservation Colorado. It's an important group to reach. 21% of Colorado's population is Latino or Hispanic. It's even higher in Garfield and Eagle counties, where 30% of the population is Latino or Hispanic.
Wilderness Workshop, this is Melanie.
At the Wilderness Workshop, based in Carbondale, staff has been working to diversify its membership since the late 1990s. The Public Lands Conservation Group has done a good job of attracting young people and those who live outside of Aspen, says Executive Director Sloan Shoemaker.
What we haven't done as well at is, at this point anyway, is sort of ethnic diversification, and particularly, you know, in this area, the ethnic diversity is represented by Hispanic population, and we haven't been able to yet focus on outreach into that community.
But it's on their to-do list, he says. An outside analysis of Wilderness Workshop last year recommended the creation of a targeted diversification outreach program. Shoemaker says right now they don't have the money.
I'm anxious to deploy that, to get that together and get it out there, but at this point, we're very focused on some very short-term immediate needs.
The Community Office for Resource Efficiency, or CORE, has offices in Aspen and Carbondale. They promote renewable energy, energy efficiency, and green building. Mona Newton is director.
We reach out to the Latino community, particularly with our income qualified programs, where we translate our materials into Spanish. We translate our website into Spanish.
Still, participation from the Latino community isn't great. Newton, who's half Latina, says she knows CORE needs to do more.
It's an important issue to me, because I feel like, hey, it's not just an Anglo issue. It's a everybody issue, whether no matter what ethnic background or race you are, you should be able to take advantage and understand and contribute to preserving our environment, because we all live and breathe here.
A national study done in 2014 called The State of Diversity in Environmental Organizations looked at mainstream NGOs, foundations, and government agencies. It found the members and volunteers of environmental organizations are predominantly white. And despite growth in the country's ethnic minority population, the percentage of minorities on boards or staff is only 16%. In May, the Sierra Club made history by selecting the first African-American board president in the organization's 123-year history. Dulce Sines, who organizes the Protégete program for Conservation Colorado, says messaging around environmental problems needs to change.
We're always talking about the glaciers and the bears and the polar bears and the bees and how we need to save them, but for a long time, people have not been at the core of the environmental movement.
Communities of color and low-income neighborhoods often feel the greatest effects of climate change, she says.
And so making it more about the people and really starting to have that visceral connection with the environment and the environmental movement is key to, I think, making space for the people that are at the front lines of these consequences and that should better understand the impacts and that should have a voice at the table.
Her program, which translates to Our Air, Our Health, may eventually expand to other parts of Colorado. She says it's too soon to know how effective it has been. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.